Hey, Jose. Here's another one for your collection, eh?
Confined under the psychiatric care.
Wow. I think he just pressed one of these buttons here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Will and Wise, the dog show drive.
Canadian edition.
I'm Will.
And I'm Y.
Just because. Anyway, this week on the drive, we're going to talk about the Crufts Dog Show.
Yep.
One of the most prestigious dog shows in the world. And our connection to the winner. and then we're going to go take a step back in time and talk about the Canadian National Sportsman Show. And that was basically Canada's version of Westminster back in the day.
It was.
And we're also going to talk about our question of the week, which was on the Facebook page, The Dog Show Drive, Canadian Edition. So please join all that and more
and
on
more.
This week's edition of Will and Wise, The Dog Show Drive.
Canadian Edition.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dog Show Drive with Will and Y.
Canadian edition.
Canadian edition. I'm Will. And of course,
I'm Y.
He's Y. Yep. Just because.
Just because.
How was your weekend?
My weekend wasn't bad. What did I do this weekend? Oh, I guess I just worked.
Can't right. Remember.
I had a bit of a mishap last night.
Yeah.
Somehow I tripped and I fell in my bathroom and I put my head through the drywall.
Ow.
So it was, I got a bit of a headache today. Not going to lie.
So we have to keep you awake, concussion.
Don't laugh because that's what I thought before I went back. When I crawled back into bed, I was like, maybe I shouldn't be sleeping. What happens if I just don't wake up?
You have to go to the quiet room, the concussion protocol room.
I hurt my shoulder. I think my shoulder took the brunt of it, though. Even though my head went through the drywall, my shoulder, I think, took the brunt of it because my shoulder's really sore today. It's a good thing I don't have
because bands. You were going through and your shoulder stopped you.
Yeah.
Only the miracle of yoga saved her.
Only the miracle of yoga. It's smarted, not gonna lie. Don't lie to us. I try not to lie, but I mean, the good thing is I did want to paint that bathroom. So after Darren fixes the drywall, maybe I'll paint my bathroom now. But yeah, I can't remember anything else I did this weekend. Oh, I went to a concert. My cousin and I went to the Roy Kran Big Band Sounds.
Oh, nice. Very
that
nice.
Was nice. Yep. Yes, actually, it was really good because it was country western meets big band. It was good. Chris Krinke was there. He played. He's actually very kind of famous.
I don't know.
He was on the Tommy Hunter show all the time.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I don't think I ever watched one episode of the Tommy Hunter show.
Well, I'm going to have to check your citizenship because Tommy Hunter was a staple here.
Anyway. I was probably watching Definition or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was a good time. And
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Yep. And you had a very busy weekend. Yes.
Yeah. We had our old York Kennel Club this weekend. It was... myself and Linda Torrance and Daria Kutcher and Rob Morrison. Rob was, of course, couldn't make it this weekend, so it was just the three of us. Mm-hmm. But if you, in reality, it was just the two of them.
It's only taken you that many years to admit that you're just the face. Just the face of the show.
But, yeah. It went really well. It went really well. We had a great panel, and it was so much fun to see. Thora was there. Thora Brown was there on the Saturday night, and she was back where she belongs, judging in the center of the ring. She was great. Yeah. And she had so much fun. And she had so much fun seeing everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Memories.
Yeah.
And then just going to work in the ring. It was fun to watch her again. It really was. It was fun to watch her.
It was the first weekend I've actually watched. I watched your Best in Show every day.
Yeah.
Even Thursday. Like,
wow.
I don't normally do that. First of all, I usually forget.
The show was quite successful. So
yeah. The lineup was beautiful. Like every day, Best in Show was a great lineup every day. So a lot of good dogs. That's what some of the judges were told me too. Like the quality of dog at that show was.
Yeah, we got some really good feedback from the judges that came that had never really judged in Canada before, and they were really quite astounded by the quality. So that's nice to hear. Mm-hmm. It really is,
Yep, for sure.
And we're growing. I think I can say this now. We're moving to Lindsay next year.
Nice.
To the Lindsay Fairgrounds because we've outgrown Caledonia. Caledonia has been great to us.
Yeah.
But we're running out of room inside. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've only been to that showgrounds in the summer.
In the summer, right.
But then the building is only utilized for the smaller breeds, terriers and non-sporting, whatever. And then everybody else is outside. And I'm usually one of the outside people, right, because of sporting dogs. Yeah, because
you're always on the outside.
Yeah.
Looking in.
Yeah. Always.
We're a bit punchy because we were both tired. Well, she smashed her head in the wall and I'm tired.
I might possibly have a brain injury. So who knows where this podcast may end up. So anyhow.
It was a very exciting weekend. I got to see some old friends. Luke Eric was up. Kelly Fitzgerald was up. And they were doing the special events, the best bred buying show. And
why don't we go through it for like across Canada? Why don't we just get right into that? So driven by Show Scene Magazine, Show Scene, where every dog takes center stage. Yeah. Back to you, Will.
We always talk about Lid and we talk about the Taurus travel.
Yeah.
She's so far behind. She's only on episode 2.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I know. But yeah, but she's only on episode 2, and I think she needs to catch up. She needs to do a all day dog show drive, fest.
Exactly.
Get caught up on everything that we've been saying and
doing. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, the Old York Kennel Club, March 6th to 9th, 2025. Thursday's Best in Show judge was Jason Hoke from Wisconsin. It was great to see Jason. He was one of the judges that was a little, he thought, wow, what a great lineup of dogs. He enjoyed his dogs immensely.
That's good.
And that Thursday, the entry was 208. We went to 4 days this year, so we didn't know how that would turn out.
Yeah.
It turned out fine, Friday's Best in Show was Paul Lawless from Ireland. Entry 240. Paul is hilarious.
I've never met the man.
Oh, and he gave me this. And it has
it's a large
Irish Kennel Club logo on it, and then the back has all the breeds, the Irish native breeds.
It's a medallion, isn't it?
A medallion.
Yes.
They like me. They really like. Anyway,
it's really nice. And on the back was the breed heads of the Irish
of the native breeds. Yes,
Native breeds of Ireland. Yeah, it's very pretty. Yeah.
And as you said earlier, Saturday night was Best in Show judge was Thor Brown.
Yes.
From Almont, Ontario.
Isn't it Almont?
No, it's Almont. Home of basketball. That's the town where Dr.
Naismith,
he's from. He's the one that came up with basketball.
I know.
And that's Almont, not Almonte. It's not a fruit cup.
I'm just saying it like that because when I watch Murdoch Mysteries and they had an episode with with Dr. Naismith, they called it Almonte.
It's Almont. It's Almont.
Fine.
And then Sunday's Best Show Judge was Rodrigo Quezada. I think I said that wrong. But he tried to give me a lesson before I introduced him. He's from Chile, Santiago, Chile. Wonderful man. He had a blast. He had so much fun. This was his first time in Canada, and he really had fun. Yeah. His entry was 279. The other judges on the panel were a friend of the show, Raymond Yurick.
I know that guy.
From British Columbia. Originally from
Thunder Bay.
Thunder Bay.
Yep.
Murillo.
Actually, we want to get real technical. Yeah, Murillo.
And Denis Dancouche from Quebec. Yes. And Robert Denis from Ontario. And also we had, like I said earlier, the special judges.
Don't forget Judith Taylor.
Judith Taylor was there. She's from Cambridge, Ontario. Yeah. She judged the first day and she flew off to the Philippines.
So she had
a busy weekend ahead of her.
Yeah.
But she was great. She had a great time. Good. And then we had the two specialty judges, Luke Eric from Toledo, Ohio. He judged the best owner handler in show. Best bread buy in show. Yes. And then Kelly Fitzgerald from Michigan, two-time best show winner at Westminster.
Garden, yep.
Yeah, I like to say that because it makes Luke upset. Anyway. She was there. She judged best owner handled in show.
Yeah.
And it was great. The both lineups were like amazing. They were best in show lineups for sure. You know,
they were. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bouvier bitch of Elaine Paquette's won. Yeah. So Elaine Paquette won best breeder owner. She won both owner handled in show and best and breeder in show. So Best bread buy in show. So it was a wonderful event to have. They all stayed to watch. It was well supported. It was very exciting. And it was great to see Kelly and Luke in the rings because Luke judged Saturday and Kelly judged Sunday. And they're both naturals in the ring. They need, when the time comes, they need to write the test become officials because they were excellent.
Yes. Yeah, you could see it when I was watching. You can tell when people have it's just like their natural place to be.
Yeah.
And for both of them. Great. Yeah. So also we should mention the best friends.
Yes, best friends had a great turnout of the best friend. They had a table with all kinds of artwork donated from the Wendy Keeler estate. Wendy Keeler was a owner of Lorik Brook Sporting Chance. That was this greyhound, the Harold Butler showed Pharaoh. And it was always a big thing to see Pharaoh's ads because they would do at Christmas time, Harold would be dressed up as Santa Claus. It was always a theme that they were doing. And it made us remember Pharaoh. Not that he was memorable anyway. He was top hound how many years when he was being shown. But it was great to get all these Sighthound artwork from the Wendy Keeler estate. And I believe that Best Friends had a great
Now explain a little bit what Best Friends are, because a lot of especially new people.
I've already had a talk with Joanne Griffith, who we'll have her on another time.
Mm-hmm.
She basically runs Best Friends, so I don't want to get anything wrong. Best Friends is in support of Canadian dog people in need, basically.
Right.
So they will try to financially support. You have to apply for the support, I believe. I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but you have to apply for the support, and then it goes to a board. This is a board. It's much like the Take the Lead in America. It's just Best Friends in Canada.
And you said you had a conversation with Joanne, so we'll have that on one of the podcasts.
We haven't had it yet, but we're going to.
Yeah,
and so we'll have it on one of the... I'm going to have her on next week. So.
Okay, perfect. So then people will be more aware of, and if you'd like to make a donation or help out at any of the shows when they're doing...
Yeah, any help is appreciated.
Yeah.
They need people to set up these events at shows and sit there and talk to the patrons and you know, just be there for best friends. So
and it's I'm sure definitely Joanne, such a worthy cause too.
Oh, there's no question. You know? It's going to help
and
people.
That, and I think that also speaks to our dog show family, how we do try and look after our own for sure.
Yeah, we try. Yeah. There's no question. And Joanne is tireless at this. She's a wonderful ambassador for it. And she is tireless. She was there from beginning to end each day.
That's a long day. And I'm sure she was showing dogs in between, too.
Well, no, I think she may have showed one or two. Oh. Because Johnny was there showing dogs.
Oh, okay. So Johnny, Johnny was in charge.
The man among men, Johnny G. Johnny was there showing dogs. And Joanne was at the booth. Every time I walked by, she was there talking to somebody about best friends. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday at noon, we pulled tickets to see who won what, and it was fun. Yeah. It was really, really well attended and looked after. Anyway, we have to go back to entries. Entries were down a bit. I'm glad we moved to 3 days because that kind of helped. 4 days, I mean, because that kind of helped us. But on Friday last year was 279, Saturday's 378, and then Sunday was 320. So it was down, just like it's been down across the country.
Yeah.
I honestly think
people are just they're budgeting for stuff. I really do.
Because there's a financial scare in our world right now up here, you know.
It's big time.
It's not funny. So. It's affecting us all and people have to make choices.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And for most of us, the showing our dogs it's a luxury or it's where the extra money goes, but if we're worried about having any extra money at the end of the quarter or the month, you know, we're going to be taking note. So,
right.
But also, well, so that was awesome that you had a great weekend. And then we had another show out west in BC.
Go ahead.
The Mount Cheam Canine Association. And that was over the weekend as well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday's Best in Show judge was Juan Miranda. I can't say his last name.
Sicado.
And he is from Mexico, and they had an entry of 208. Saturday was Best in Show judge was Dr. Michael Woods from Nova Scotia. I haven't seen Dr. Woods in a long time. And that entry
I love
was
Dr. Woods. You know he doesn't like it when we call him Dr. Woods, but I do anyway. So
exactly. And then an entry of 231. And then Sunday's Best in Show was judged by Joy Lynn Huntley of Ontario.
Friend of the show,
and had an entry of 248. And those entries too, down a bit. In last year, in 2024, Friday's was 255. Saturday was 289. And then the Sunday show was 276. So, down anywhere between, 20 up to almost 30 or 50 dogs a day. So, not across the whole weekend, but still,
you know. Let's hope they can build them back up again. But I'm sure people are just being tentative again. They're worrying about the future. So
So not much we can do. Just except take note. So
good thing I get my eggs from Captiva kennels.
we have a guy that gets eggs from this from Alan. I don't know who Alan is, but he gets eggs from
your
Alan.
Egg pusher. Yeah. Need some eggs.
Got any cartons? You got any cartons?
I've got a refrigerator full of eggs. Yeah. Because whenever myself or Tori goes over there, they come back with a carton of eggs.
Yeah. Eggs last a long time. People
like a parting gift from Captiva Kennels.
Don't forget to take your dozen on the way out. Almost like a bus transfer. Here you go. So, the other big news across the dog show world, though, was Crufts was held.
Crufts happened, yes.
Yeah, so that's a bucket list for me. I want to go to Crufts. I have not been.
I want to go to Crufts.
Have you?
Yeah. I know I've never been to Crufts. So.
Yeah. So, want to go. So,
yeah. Do you want to go ahead through this?
No, you can. Remember, I have a headache. I have a brain injury.
Well, all right, I'll do my best. Best in Show, the judge was Mrs. E.P. Hollings. Best in Show went to the Whippet International Multiple Champion, Una Donna Che Corta U23, the Whippet bitch. Now, this is an interesting because Alicia Corradini, who owns the bitch, and I guess her mother, by the looks of Mrs. A. Corradini, she now works for Adam and Katie. That's their new assistant. And Moochie is the bitch's called. Moochie. I hope I said that right. Moochie. She is Alicia's pet. And nice. Yeah.
Just so a house dog. Just a house dog going to the crops.
But they're driving to York now. Adam and Katie and Alicia and the rest of the team, Jenny and Freddie and whoever else is with them. And that's just amazing that Bess and Show from Westminster and Bess and Show from Crufts are now driving in the same truck.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's awesome. Yep.
And you can tell by the picture that just was up how much she loves Moochie. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And Reserve Bess and Show was a Tibetan Mastiff. I hope I can say these names.
That's why I didn't want to do it.
Viking, owner Mr. V. Molnar.
Yeah. That was a beautiful dog, though. I saw yeah, the
we don't, so we don't have where the Tibetan Mastiff is from, though. Okay.
That's all right.
Sorry about that. And then the gun dog group, the judge was Mrs. K. Moores. And the group first was the Cocker Black. English Cocker Spaniels. What they call the Cocker Spaniels.
Cocker Spaniels, yes. They call it Cocker. Very confusing when you're sitting there watching and they're going, the Cocker Spaniel. And we just tend to think American Cocker Spaniel when you say Cocker Spaniel. And but so
because it's England, woman, it's their Cocker Spaniel.
She walks up to the Ingy and I'm like, that's for, I have to take a second. Yeah.
Let's see if I can say this. Sierra Dawn's Blanche. Owner Mr. D.C. and Mr. D. Todd.
M.D. Todd.
Ramen.
Todd and
that's
Ramen.
Right.
Yep.
Hope that's right.
Yes.
And the hound group, the judge was Miss M. Pearson from Sweden. Group first, again, was Moochie the Whippet.
Mm-hmm.
Owned by A. Corradini and Elisa Corradini.
Yep.
Corradini.
Corradini.
The pastoral group overall was Judge Mr. K. Young. I'm wondering if because there's no country, if they're from the UK when there's no country beside their name.
Probably.
Group first was the Australian Shepherd, Shepherds of Paradise, Tess Milkshake, please. Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? Miss P. LaRoche is the owner. The terror group was Mr. A. Westwood. Group first was the Jack Russell Terrier, Togni's Hannibal. And it was interesting because I read a post, and the breed judge was Sean Delmar from Ireland. He was going on about how excited he was to judge the breed at Crufts, and his breed winner wins the group. So
nice,
good on you, Sean.
That was a little handsome little dog too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we
owned by Mr. S. Segura.
Segura, thank you. See.
Yeah.
And the toy group was judged was Mr. T. Alcock, OBE.
That's the order of the. It's an English title.
Like Order of British Empire.
Maybe? Yes, I think so. Yeah. It's only because I watched the Graham Norton show. I know that.
Okay. You're here. Okay. Group first was the Papillon, champion Glenarran's Miracle Star Maker, owned by Mrs. I and Mr. G. Robb. Mm-hmm. And then we go on to the utility group, judged by friend of the show, Mrs. Anne Ingram from Ireland. Yep. And group first is the miniature Schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
Yep. Adante's George.